Dear Mark, I've been reading your diary. It's boring, isn't it? It's immersed in the dull day-to-day of school and family, which is fair enough because that's your life, but it all feels so weighed down by gloom. Why aren't you more grateful for all the good things around you? Why don't you occasionally look over the parapet of everyday life and speculate about the future? There are a lot of banal events recorded without much commentary. It's a bit Adrian Moley, only without the humour. And then there's the poetry. But we really don't want to go there, do we? Maybe the problem is the 70s. It was a gloomy decade. You love Star Trek and Star Wars because those things are like someone has gone into a laboratory and created the opposite of 1970s suburban London. Don't feel guilty about enjoying popular culture, by the way. It's going to have its moment in a very big way. So, yes, you're gloomy. Well, I don't really blame you. It's easy looking back to see life as a series of steps towards a happy outcome, but I realise that it didn't seem that way at the time. It felt a bit rubbish. You've got a circle of mates, but they don't live nearby. Things aren't great at home. You have this persistent sense that you somehow don't really fit in. Here's some good news. That's a pretty good place to be for a writer. At some point, you'll read The Great Gatsby and notice Nick Carraway describing himself at a party, saying he was within and without simultaneously. That's where the writer often is. One foot in the world, one foot out. So it's good to experience what you can, but to observe too, and then to take notes on those observations and write those awful poems and the short stories that don't really work. You're getting familiar with using words. You're starting to discover and exercise writing muscles that you're going to use over your entire life. And books are a lifeline, aren't they? Hang on to them, read widely, variously, and without guilt. Alistair MacLean, Dostoevsky, it's all good stuff. And films too. Joining the National Film Theatre is definitely a good idea. And you might get bored when your parents drag you to the theatre. You might watch the audience or count the lights in the ceiling to help pass the time. But it's feeding the imagination. Aside from that, I can only suggest the obvious things. Be more confident. If you can't be more confident, then pretend you're confident. And relax. Everything will turn out okay. There are some bad times coming. Sometimes in life it's not about being brave or dealing with the events that arrive. It's just about letting them sweep you along, trying to keep your head above water until they wash you up back on the shore of your life, battered, half-drowned, changed, but still here. And then you get up and keep going, because that's actually all you can do. And after those bad times, the exciting doors may finally start to open.